And we will start with the Pledge of Allegiance. I'm going to ask Steve Nguyen to lead us tonight in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Your heart, please pledge with me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic which stands, one nation under God, indivisible, liberty, justice for all.
Great. Madam Clerk, will you call the roll, please?
Roll call. Director Amezcua. Director Bilodeau.
Present.
Director Green. Director Jung. Director Meeks. Director Nguyen.
Here.
Director Sheldon.
Present. President, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Thank you.
You know, my camera's
Director Tran.
Not working.
Here.
Director Wigand.
Here.
Director Yeo.
Here.
Director Yeo.
I'm here.
He's speaking, but we can't hear him.
He is here, so you do have a quorum with eight directors present.
Fantastic. The next is a presentation of the employee of the quarter. But before I do that, as I had mentioned previously at a meeting, I had the opportunity to accept an award on behalf of Chris Olsen. And because Chris is very famous, he's one of the top 25 newsmakers for Engineering Record magazine. And I had the great honor of accepting on behalf of Chris this fabulous award. So I would like to give this to Chris and thank him for his service to the district. And I should mention that I gave a very stirring speech, 60-second speech. And I had mentioned that Chris forgot to mention to me that it was a black tie event. But it wasn't the email. I just didn't read it. Of course, I didn't say that. So I told everybody they could congratulate Chris on LinkedIn and put hashtag available for work. So everybody liked that. So, my joke was well received. So thank you, Chris. And let me come down and give you this.
Thank you very much.
Okay, next up, we have the Employee of the Quarter Award, and I'll have Mr. Kennedy take it away.
Yeah, Mr. Ben Smith will present this.
Good evening. Is this on? Good evening, Mr. President, members of the board. It's my pleasure to introduce Employee of the Quarter, Danny Samala, Field Headquarters Maintenance Supervisor. So most people like to spend their holidays with family at home, and Danny does too. But Danny actually spent his Christmas Eve and New Year's Day working for the district. He was not on call. He was elbow deep trying to fix some critical stormwater capturing infrastructure. So on Christmas Eve, he led the effort to troubleshoot the bubbler at the Five Coves Dam. This is an instrument that automates deflating the dam for flood control. So it was malfunctioning. We would have lost the pool, lost ability to diversion water there, but Danny came in with some others and led the effort to repair it. I estimate that timely repair on Christmas Eve, because it was rainy at that time, we captured about $2 million because of that repair. And then he was worried somebody might outdo him, so he came back on his birthday, New Year's Day. And so he had led another effort to repair the trash rack at the Imperial Headgate. So this is the claw game that picks up the stuffed animals at the headgates. One of the cables broke on there. And so, again, if we can't get that trash out of the way, the gravity doesn't work to divert the water out of the river. So again, another about $1 million of water captured because of that repair. And so obviously Danny's holiday spirit includes making sure we don't lose a lot of water to the ocean. Danny's been a cornerstone of the field maintenance crew for 13 years. And then the last three, almost 4 years, he's been the supervisor there. So now he's over the mechanics also. So the heavy equipment and vehicle mechanics. They support over 100 pieces of equipment, machines. They often do the work in-house. That saves the district money. It saves the district time because we're not subject to the schedules of private companies. And so his technical expertise, his ability to tackle complex problems is unique. It's admired at field headquarters. He consistently goes above and beyond. He's got the obviously unwavering commitment to the district's purpose. And so please join me in recognizing Danny as a point source.
Very good.
Yeah, I just want to say thank you to Ben for just the recognition. I have been here, you know, I'm on 16 years, approaching 17 years in June, you know, start the 17 year. I've really appreciated all the people I've worked with through the years here with the district. And this is something that I don't feel I can do alone. So it's always with, you know, everybody working together has made this happen. So I just want to say thank you.
Thank you. So why don't we all go down and take a photo of Chris?
Take your picture.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Mr. General Manager, are there any items received too late to be agendized?
There are none, and I would like to mention we do not need the closed session that is on the agenda.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now is the time for visitor participation. And would anybody like to address us on any items that are not listed on the agenda but within our subject matter and jurisdiction? Hearing and seeing none. We're going to hold off on the public hearing at the moment, and we're going to go to the consent calendar, which consists of items 2 through 20. Would anybody like to pull an item or ask any questions or abstain on anything?
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Madam Clerk, will you call the roll?
Roll call, Director Bilodeau?
Yes.
Director Green?
Yes.
Director Jung?
Aye.
Director Nguyen?
Yes.
Director Sheldon?
Yes.
Director Sheldon?
Yes.
Thank you. Director Tran?
Yes.
Director Wigan?
Yes.
Director Yeo?
Yes.
Director Yeo, we can't hear you. Yes, okay. Thank you. Okay, that motion carries with 8 yes votes with Directors Amezcua and Meeks absent.
Okay. Yeah, I see Director Meeks has arrived. Well, with that, we could move to the public hearing portion of the agenda. And so this is a public hearing to consider the water rate in 2026 through 27, replenishment assessments, basin equity assessment, basin production percentage, production requirement limitation, and surcharge. With that, I open our public hearing, and I will ask Mr. Olson to address us.
Perfect. Thank you, President Bilodeau. Good evening. Thanks for saying that for me. I will jump into the background information. So this is an item that the District Act requires the public hearing every April, the second board meeting in April, and it's to consider the replenishment assessment, additional replenishment assessment, the base inequity assessment, base in production percentage, production requirement, and the production limitation and surcharge. Last month on March 18th, we went over the annual engineer's report and determined that an annual basin overdraft and an accumulated basin overdraft condition exists, and that is per the District Act. So that data that was in the engineer's report is the data that's used in the attached resolutions in your board packet tonight, and I will be talking about in just a few slides. So there's four resolutions to be voted on tonight, resolutions A through D. This is a summary of them. Resolution A is for the annual and or accumulated basin overdraft that it exists. That will require six votes. Resolution B is that it's necessary to levy a replenishment assessment, also six votes required. Resolution C, necessary to levy an additional replenishment assessment. That one takes eight votes. And then D is that it's necessary to establish the BPP production limitation, the surcharge, and the BEA, also eight votes required. A little more information about each one. For A, finding a determination regarding the basin overdraft, that the average annual overdraft for the immediate past five water years is 109,700 acre feet, as defined in the District Act. And as of June 30th, 2025, the groundwater basin's accumulated overdraft is 183,000 acre feet. For Resolution B, for the need to levy the replenishment assessment, that's establishing the RA at $364 per acre foot. That's paid for by all groundwater production. Moving on to Resolution C, for the additional replenishment assessment and a fixed charge replenishment assessment. So C requires to establish the additional replenishment assessment at $364 an acre foot paid by all non-agricultural production. It also includes establishing the fixed charge replenishment assessment, and that's for small diameter well openings less than 2 inches on less than 1 acre of land. And that's a one-time annual, one annual payment of $728. So as we all know, when we talk about it, we usually just say the RA. The RA is, what we, as we know it, is the combined total, $720 per acre foot. And that is a 2.4% increase from last year. So at $724, that will be the new proposed RA. And then finally, Resolution D is determining the need and desirability to levy a BPP, BEA, production limitation and surcharge, recommending setting the BPP at 85%, establishing the BEA for each producer. That is included in table one in your packet, noting that the average BEA for all of them is $818 an acre foot, establishing the production limitation of 100% and a surcharge of $2,000 per acre foot. So here's the recommendations. Each one requires separate voting. A is that we finding the and determining a groundwater basin overdraft exists. B is levying the replenishment assessment of $364 an acre foot for the water produced in the upcoming year, 26-27. C is levying the additional replenishment assessment of $364 an acre foot and the fixed charge replenishment assessment of $729 for the water produced during 26-27. Also includes determining the RA and the ARA exemption from CEQA. And then D is establishing the BPP at 85%, the production limitation of 100%, and a surcharge of $2,000 an acre foot, and determining the need and desirability to levy basin equity assessments and amount thereof, and determining the BPP, BEA, and limitations exempt from CEQA. Those are the recommendations, and I will turn it back to you. Thank you.
Thank you. Now is the time where we accept public testimony. Would anyone like to address the board on this item? This is a public hearing. I have no speaker cards. And anyone online, raise their hand. Okay. Now is the time for board discussion. I'll start off the board discussion saying that So right now it appears our overdraft is 183,000 acre feet, correct? And our target overdraft is 200,000 overdraft, right?
Range is 150 to 200,000 target, yes.
Okay. So we're not, quote, overdrafted. We're within our range that we target because we don't want to overfill the basin and cause property damage in theory, right? So we actually, by design, have an overdraft. So not to alarm anyone. And then on the replenishment assessment, what I know it's a very small increase this year. Is it like 2.3%?
2.4%.
2.4%. Okay. Which is much lower than prior years because we had to increase the RA to deal with PFAS treatment systems. So this is good news. We made it over the hump. We're not behind the curve and the bills will be paid. That's all I have to say. Would anybody from the board like to ask any questions or have any dialogue on this? Okay. With that, I will close the public hearing and I'm going to fire off a motion to pass resolution. Can we do these? Do we need to do these separately or one motion for everything?
We should do them individually.
Okay. I will make a motion to pass resolution A, finding and determining a groundwater basin overdraft exists.
Second.
We have a motion and second. Madam Clerk, will you call the roll?
Director Bilodeau?
Yes.
Director Green?
Yes.
Director Jung?
Aye.
Director Meeks?
Yes.
Director Nguyen?
Yes.
Director Sheldon?
I'm a yes.
Director Tran?
Yes.
Director Wigan?
Yes.
Director Yeo?
Yes.
Okay. Resolution A carries with 9 yes votes with Director Amezcua absent.
Okay. Would anyone like to address Resolution B?
Move Resolution B.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Madam Clerk, will you call the roll?
Roll call. Director Bilodeau?
Yes.
Director Green?
Yes.
Director Jung?
Aye.
Director Meeks?
Yes.
Director Nguyen?
Yes.
Director Sheldon?
Yes.
Director Tran?
Yes.
Director Wigan?
Yes.
Director Yeo?
Yes.
Okay. Resolution B carries with 9 yes votes with Director Amezcua absent.
Okay, that brings us to Resolution C. What's the pleasure of the board?
We'll make a motion on C.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Madam Clerk, will you call the roll, please?
Call Director Bilodeau?
Yes.
Director Green?
Yes.
Director Jung?
Aye.
Director Meeks?
Yes.
Director Nguyen?
Yes.
Director Sheldon?
Yes.
Director Tran?
Yes.
Director Wigan?
Yes.
Director Yeo?
Yes.
Resolution C carries with 9 yes votes with Director Amezcua absent.
Great. And Resolution D.
Move the recommended action for Resolution D.
I'll second.
We have a motion, a second. Madam Clerk, will you call the roll?
Call Director Bilodeau?
Yes.
Director Green?
Yes.
Director Jung?
Aye.
Director Meeks?
Yes.
Director Nguyen?
Yes.
Director Sheldon?
Yes.
Director Tran?
Yes.
Director Wigan?
Yes.
Director Yeo?
Yes.
Resolution D carries with 9 yes votes with Director Amezcua absent.
She's right here.
Goodness.
Yes, votes. Okay. With 10 yes votes.
Very good. That item is complete. Thank you very much. This is the most important vote of the year. Now we can pay the bills. Yes.
Whereas there was no discussion at this board meeting, we have been discussing this since January. So we have seen it, we have studied it. So it's gotten a lot of eyes on it.
Absolutely. Okay, that will bring us to item 21, which is the proposed 26-27 year budget.
The CFO, Randy Fick, will present this, Mr. President.
Thank you.
Thanks, John. Good evening, President Bilodeau, members of the board. This is the approval or consideration to approve the 26-27 budget. So as Director Green said, this is the calendar of budget presentations. So to date, we've had 8 presentations on the board. It's been reviewed pretty thoroughly at committee, board meeting, and with the producers. And, this is a short presentation, but it's been reviewed a lot. And today we had the public hearing. We set the RA, the ARA, and the BPP. And now we have consideration to approve the 26-27 budget. So here's the pie chart that we've showed at all the meetings since March 4th. And we've gone over the majority of these in pretty detail. And the budget has not changed with the exception of one small change since it's been presented for the last month and a half. And the one change, so this is all of our operating expenses and our capital expenditures and debt service. We're planning to spend $330 million next year. So the one change, we have a small increase that we're requesting for the R&R expenditures, currently at $42.6 million. And the draft budget contemplated $728 an acre foot. And then the one addition for the replenishment and or the replacement and refurbishment, an increase of $80,000 for a breaker lifting truck. This is a type of jack and dolly tool, and it's used for lifting large circuit breakers by the GBRS operations group. And these breakers are very heavy, they're hundreds of pounds. And so having properly functioning breaker lifting trucks is essential to maintaining safety within the plant. So, but that small addition is coming out of our R&R reserves. And so there's no contemplated increase from 728 for this addition. So the recommendation is to approve the proposed fiscal year 26-27 budget.
Thank you, Randy. Are there any questions? I know that we've gone over this in committee quite extensively.
Move the recommended action.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Madam Clerk, will you call the roll, please?
Director Amezcua?
Yes.
Director Bilodeau?
Yes.
Director Green?
Yes.
Director Jung?
Yes.
Director Meeks?
Yes.
Director Nguyen?
Yes.
Director Sheldon?
Yes.
Director Tran?
Yes.
Director Wygant?
Yes.
Director Yeo?
Yes.
That motion carries with 10 yes votes.
Great, thank you very much. That brings us to informational items, the SOPA update. SOPA did hold a meeting on April 7th that I participated in, as well as Mayor Jung. And we had a couple of business items. We received our legislative report from our Sacramento Advocate, as well as reviewed a scope of work and budget amendment from a consultant that we have that's working with SOPA that's preparing a strategic plan, and we're kind of on the second phase of it. And that was pretty much the substance of the meeting. That brings us to the Water Resources Report. Mr. Kennedy.
Yeah, that's contained in the packet, Mr. President, and staff can answer any questions.
Did our recent massive storm produce any water behind Prado Dam?
No, it did not. Maybe about 500 acre feet that area.
Very good. We'll take it. Okay, that brings us to committee conference meeting reports. Chair Sheldon, the Property Management Committee.
Thank you, Mr. President. The information, the information is contained in the packet, and I'd like to also remind my fellow directors that the property committee meeting for this month is canceled because we're doing such a great job. There's no business to conduct.
Very good. Communication and Legislative Committee, Chair Tran. Very good. The Water Issues Committee, Chair Green.
Yes, the information is contained in the packet.
Great. And the Admin and Finance Committee, Chair Yeo.
The information is contained in tonight's packet.
Great. Any reports on conferences or meetings attended at district expense at which a quorum of the board was present? No. That brings us to the president's report. This morning, I made an appearance at a water well in Orange along with Chris Olson as NBC News was doing a story about PFAS remediation. So I did an interview there. And then also I wanted to mention that about 3 weeks ago on a Saturday, a group of residents had asked to do a little tour of the Santiago Basins up in Orangeville Park that we operate. And we had a staff biologist, Cameron, meet us on site and walk us through and tell everybody about the flora and fauna and animal life that we have up there. And it was quite informative and it was well received. And thank you very much for Cameron for meeting us out there on a Saturday morning. General Manager's report.
Two items, Mr. President. I did want to mention we're working to schedule a special board meeting on April 22nd. And that meeting will be to go over the employee association proposal that we get for our next labor agreement. We're actually going to get that proposal tomorrow. And then we're working to schedule this meeting to go over it and to provide a counter proposal or accept it. we'll determine that at the April 22nd meeting. So that's why the April 22nd meeting has been scheduled. And then I did want to mention Director Jung attended a City of Westminster City Council meeting, and we got a nice certificate of recognition for our participation in the TEP parade of 2026. So
very good.
Yeah. And that concludes my report.
Fantastic. Are there any director's reports at this time?
I want to thank staff for putting together the Children's Water Festival that's occurring today and tomorrow. I'm going to be visiting on site tomorrow, but they were out there Tuesday setting up all the goodie bags and getting that all prepped. So they've done a lot of hard work on that, and none of them are in the room because they're probably sleeping by dealing with today's event. But I appreciate their hard work on that. It's a big undertaking.
Thank you for bringing that up. They've been working 14-hour days. And they will continue to do that until through Thursday night.
Yeah. I was out there today, and they're doing a fantastic job. Very well organized. They were blessed with beautiful weather, no wind. So, yeah, it's all going really well.
Mr. Chair, I just want to say I was on SOPA as well.
Yes. Yep.
Thank you.
Very good. I'm sure you were spellbound like I was. that brings us to our general counsel report.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. No closed session tonight, as mentioned by Mr. Kennedy. That'll take place on the 22nd. And the only other thing I was going to say is one of my colleagues joined tonight, Carolyn Gino, who we were able to, who's right there, when I introduced her to the board. She'll be working with me on a lot of OCWD items, and she was previously with the City of San Diego, both in the Public Utilities Department, where she was on the non-legal side, and also with the city attorney's office. So I was really happy to get Carolyn here. She used to work with OCWD back when she worked for one of the local assembly members. So anyway, just wanted to introduce Carolyn to the board. So
very good. Welcome.
That's all I have for this evening.
And there is no closed session, correct?
That's correct.
So with that, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you for joining us.